Brachas Vav on the base. We're about 11 lines on at the period there. A new person, but again, we're talking about like having a kavua place in shul. That's been sort of the theme danced around this simon, what comes up in Simon Tzadi in Or Chaim, but a makam kavua. This is the actual ikur din of makam kavua. You'll see, but like we've talked about, the regular guy in shul, he comes regularly. Hashem expects the regular maintenance. Here's more about regularness in shul. That's the only connection, I guess. Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, kol ha-kovea makam letfilaso. Anyone who like sets aside a fixed place to daven in his shul. So. Okay. The God of Abraham is his assistant. We'll see in a second why the Elokei Abraham is because Abraham did this himself. So it's a special spus that Shem supports you if you're a regular in a place. It's good. How do you know that Ukushim Beis, and when the guy dies, the regular, Omrim Lo, they'll say about him, Hey, Anav, Hey, Chassid, where is that humble person? Where is that Chassid, that righteous person? Mitalmido Shal Avraham Avinu. He was from the students of Abraham. Well, let's go to the end of the memory, and then I'll talk about a few ideas. Right? So, Avraham Avinu, Manalan. How do we know the Kabbalah Makkah? How do you know Hashem had his own Makkah Kabbalah? Who says? Dechsib, because the Pasuk says, But Yashkim Avraham Bavoker, Avraham got up early in the morning, El Hamakkah Mashur Amad Sham. To the place that he had stood there before, meaning when he talked to Hashem and did some negotiations about the Sodom and Gomorrah, so he talked to Hashem in that place. So this he went back the next day to the same place where he stood previously. Bein Amida, and we say place he stood, Amida El Tfila refers to davening. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, V'yamad Pinchas V'yifalel, Hashem stood and prayed. It doesn't yitzpalel, but that's the pshat. So you see that the amida is tefillah. That's the story there. Now, what makes it? What the pshat? What's the mila of standing and davening in the same place? So some have a very prosaic approach, and they say like, you know, if you're in the same place every day, it's not the surroundings aren't interesting to look at, and therefore you have better kavana. Given here before, you can relate to that. All right, Kaplan has an interesting arichas. You can look at it there in Jewish meditation about how Shmona Esrei is a meditation, and that the yisod of meditation is to first, like, to block everything else out by focusing. One very common meditative technique is to, like, have the same thing over and over again so you don't notice it anymore. So this would be consistent with that idea, that thesis. Others learn a different kind of idea, which is that the tefillah is supposed to be, like, something that's tachanunim, as opposed to something that's kavua, like something that's, like, not. We'll see them in the Mishnah eventually, but as a Shemir and Brachas. To say that if someone who makes his tefillah kava, like a fixed burden on him, then ain't tefillah so tachanunim, it's like very shvach, doesn't even count. Like, who needs one? Hashem doesn't need you to pray Shmona Esrei, you have to, like, because you want to and you feel like it, and you feel it. So this explained that a person who, like, makes his makam kavua, it's like, you see, like, even though the makam is kavua, the point is, like, his relationship to tefillah is not kavua. Like, he makes effort to come, this is his thing, his life is, you know, like, it's. His life revolves around it. That's his place. That's his, like, kavua thing. It's his kavua minute. It's his kavua place. So that's indicative of that his tefillah is very important to him. Therefore, that's the shvach. That's it. And so one interesting question about it says, "Hey, Anav, like, he was such an Anav. Where is the humble man? Like Mechatesi is Anav. So the proportion basically out, like, you can assume he was an Anav because, like, that's kind of like an Anav and Hasidic." Like a chassid, righteous thing to do. Little stretch. I heard a beautiful idea. This is one of the few things I remember from my early childhood. Rabbi Jeff Vogelanter in San Diego. He had a nice, nice idea. He said like this. I remember, I don't know, it struck me then. It's like, now it still strikes me now. That he said that when a person is in the makam kavu all the time, is choose this place, so then obviously sometimes it happens that the things that are going around that place are distracting and unpleasant. You know, people are from out of town, like, the lighting's good that day, blah, 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 blah. And therefore, all those reasons, have reasons to, like, you know, move from his place, because, like, he is blaming those things for being Bafri and his Kavanah. But an Anav, and a Chasim, is someone who takes, whatever's happened in his life, he takes responsibility himself. Doesn't blame others, like, push it off him. He said, okay, if this person bothered me, so I'll have to work on myself to not let it bother me, and so on and so forth. So, like, he doesn't change his place and change his chitzonius, he changes himself. That's the yisod of anava, that you recognize that, you know, makir's makoma, you recognize your place in life, and like you change. That's indicative of someone who's mamish, like above beyond the letter of the law. See this, and also anivas, he doesn't blame others, he takes responsibility. I thought that was very nice. So I like, and I even like it, not as a drushim, but also as a shock, otherwise it's a bit of a strange connection. Okay.